bought a van.
Vanny DeVito, as named by the people, is cruising the streets at the moment. At this stage, though, it's just a people mover.
Yes.
It's not a complete camper van, and I did take it to a couple of places, Maz.
Yeah,
One place said, no can do.
Because of the kind of van that you bought?
Yeah, so they would normally go for a van that's not as sort of fancy interior as what I would have. So there's a few vans that you can get that are just straight up sort of vans.
Like, and perfect for camper vanning.
Perfect to convert.
Yeah, got
it. But what I'd gone and done, I went and bought an imported...
Like a seven-seater.
A seven-seater people mover.
And you thought, I'll rip out the seats, chuck in a bed and a kitchen, and away we go.
Doesn't work like that. There's electronics all the way through it. They said, look, we suggest you sell the van and then buy another van and then do that. And I said, no way.
But you found someone.
I'm not selling Vanny DeVito. So I have found someone after calling many, many people.
Good.
We're locking it in and he's on board. Luke from Campercraft.
Hey, Luke.
Is doing the van.
Shout out to Luke this morning.
So thank you, Luke. And he's right on board too. He emailed me over
the
weekend and he said, what does Vanny DeVito need?
Okay, well,
here's
the thing.
Here's what we need.
Luke, I hope you're listening and taking some notes, my friend, because we've got some serious suggestions coming your way. So there's the obvious things that you need in the van. You need a bed to sleep in. You guys want a kitchenette in there. And I'm guessing some sort of couch. There's not really much room for anything more than that.
So what we're doing, couch situation, just so you know, is we're going to leave the back seats in.
As a couch.
Brilliant. Because we did buy a people mover, they move forwards and backwards.
So
and actually flip into a table too.
Brilliant.
It's really good. So we've got the couch set up. We've got the bed. We're going to do a little kitchenette
in there.
My thing was, I need a shower. If we're going to be traveling around in this thing, I need a shower.
Can't you just shower in places, like shower block?
You're just staying on the side of the road. You need a little rinse, you know.
Go for a swim, dip in the ocean.
So we're getting this 24 little litre tub thing that goes underneath the van and it provides a shower for you.
Great. It's
brilliant. So we've locked that in.
Okay, cool.
Melissa
in
Orange, you've got a suggestion for Vanny DeVito.
What do we need?
An air fryer.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
So is there some way that Luke can build an air fryer into the kitchenette design?
I'm hoping
Were you going to have like a little oven or a grill in there?
Yeah, so we're going to have a stove top, which is pretty standard.
So just have an air fryer instead.
But I think there comes a time where you have to decide on amenities and storage space.
Yeah.
And we said we'd love a fair bit of storage space. But for an air fryer, I'm happy to forego a bit of storage space.
Hell,
absolutely.
Yes.
Melissa.
That's all you need. The kitchen is just an air fryer and a sink.
That's all you need.
I agree, Melissa. That's an excellent suggestion, babe. Well done.
It's also, that's my kitchen at home, is just an air fryer as well. It's not just the van. It's all I use when I'm at home as well.
So good.
Thank you, Melissa. Air fryer, definitely on the list.
Mick, hello.
G'day, Gordy. G'day, Maz. How are you guys?
So good, buddy.
Mick.
What are we sticking in Vanny DeVito?
Well, mate, every day is summer. You pull up to, say, Crescent Head by the beach and you pull out your tap beer system.
Love it. Love it.
Tap beer system. Can you explain that in a little more detail to me?
Well, imagine the size of three cases of beer. That's how much room it will take up. Stick your keg onto it, stick it into the 240 volt and start pouring beer nice and fresh off the tap.
Oh, wow.
Here we go. And what am I putting in the tap there, Mick?
Well, every day is summer, mate, so you've got to have a bit of craft beer to be a bit posh with your new van. Single fin summer rail every day.
Yes. I love single fin.
You could do, if you got some red plastic cups,
yep,
you could just start pouring beers at a campsite and selling them and making some cash on the side.
There's people that do that now at events with these vans. Like, they'll convert a combi and turn it into like a mobile sort of bar setup, which I can do with my tap.
And you can air fry some popcorn halloumi in your air fryer.
Oh, making money from the van. I like this. Mick, do you have anyone that could supply the tap for me? Or where am I getting the tap from?
I've got a spare one, Gorny. We can do a deal, mate.
What?
Spare beer tap
system. This is all happening. Now, okay. I'm not even going to flag that one with Jamie. I'm just going to lock that in without her permission because...
She'll go to get a nice glass of water to rehydrate one morning and end up smashing cans accidentally.
So sorry, Dale. We're cooking with beer tonight because that's and showering in it as well.